It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. This whole situation with Bella Thorne, first of all, I feel bad for her. She had somebody, I guess, hack into her phone, and they had photos which were quite, compromising, revealing. Was she, like, fully nude? I know something like where she was covering herself up. I don't know, like, if you could see anything, like without being covered up by the hand, but she had her phone hacked, and the person was going back and forth with messages saying, oh, I'm going to release these unless you pay me money, yada, yada, yada. And she's like, you know what? Forget you. I'll just do it myself. So she actually released some of the photos.
I mean, I guess good shady. For her, but fun fact, you can avoid this entirely by not taking nude photos and keeping them on your phone. I'm just going to throw that out there. But
that,
I mean, I guess...
That might be, but let's not like actually like shame somebody for it.
No, I'm not shaming. I'm saying in general, anyone, it is always better to not take nude photos because you never know who could get their hands on it and this kind of stuff can happen and it's not good. It's super embarrassing and whatever, so... You can have a choice not to take the photo.
So that's an example of being blackmailed right there. I'm wondering if anybody else listening to the Joe and Alex Show at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, has had a situation, not necessarily similar to that, but maybe you had something over somebody where you could blackmail them at any time, or maybe somebody threatened you with something. Maybe you had a crazy ex like that, like, well, if you don't do this, I'm going to get rid of your... I'll show everybody your photos that you sent me. Remember those videos? Yeah, I'll post those online. Because it happens more often than you think. Liv the Web Girl, do you have a story?
So it was people I knew in college. It was a couple, and they were dating. They actually were engaged, and they were... like seniors when they got engaged, and both of them were gay. So the man was gay and the girl was a lesbian, and they had been dating for like 8 years. And I guess they were both each other's like beards, I guess you call it, like each other's like cover ups.
Right.
And so the guy wanted to break up with the girl because he was like, I can't live this lie anymore. I want to be able to like express myself, live freely. I want to be able to like find a boyfriend, find a husband one day. I don't want to live this lie anymore or cover it up anymore. But she like held it over his head that he was like gay the whole entire time and like threatened to like tell his family.
Ooh,
before he was
that
ready.
Is so
all
crappy.
Of this stuff. How crazy is that?
Oh, that just makes me upset. Allie's on the Joe and Alex Show, 833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, Allie, what do you want to say?
Well, I don't know if you guys have looked at the pictures that she posted, but it looks like whoever's blackmailing her is using an Indiana phone number. It's a 765 phone number.
It could be, but it also could be spoofed. I mean,
it
like,
could be, but why is it so weird that they chose Indiana phone number?
Do you think it's pork chop?
No, it's a 765, not 317. He wouldn't do that.
You sure?
That's like West Lafayette area, I think.
Or Anderson area. Like, it's crazy.
I feel so bad. You never had that happen to you, right, Allie? You never been blackmailed?
Oh, God, no. No. I agree with Alex. Just don't send the pictures.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Anonymous, we'll keep you on there. What's going on? What happened to you?
Hi. Yeah, back in eighth grade is when this all happened. I was actually blackmailed pretty bad. I dated this guy who went to a different school than I did, and I did send him pictures and things ever since this happened, though I've never done it again. But he basically told me that if I didn't continue to send him pictures, that he would send the ones that he already had to every contact in his phone and post them on social media.
What a dirtbag.
Yeah. At that point, I actually got myself in quite a bit of trouble because I ended up just having to tell my parents because I was so scared and didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And so.
Okay, so I have a question. Did you ever find out if this was actually a kid that was the same age as you, or was it an adult posing as a kid?
It was actually a kid, yeah.
Wow.
We have FaceTimes and things like that, but yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, that's very scary. I don't blame you for not wanting to do that again. It would be very hard for me to trust anybody after that. God bless
you. Hey, Anonymous, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now.
I kind of miss Liv's story, but I think I had something similar happen.
What happened to you, pork chop?
I've mentioned before, there was a small time Chase and I split, and I went back to New Jersey, and where I'm from. And I downloaded the app Grindr, and I was just curious. So I went on it, and like I saw like two people from before I had left New Jersey, and I was like, no way, I didn't know they were gay. And then they wrote me, they're like, oh, no way, I didn't know you were pork chop. And then there was this one guy I was friends with from college. Actually, I wasn't even really his friend. I didn't like him. And he wrote me. He was like, oh, no way. He was like, I've always liked you. I had no idea. And he started being really creepy. And then like he was trying to make me hook up with him. And I was like, no, like I don't. And then he sent me a picture. And I was like, dude, no. And then like he said, well, if you don't hook up with me, I'm going to tell everyone that you're gay since you're not out yet. And then like I deleted him. Well, I said, I don't care. Do whatever you want.
And you weren't out at this point?
No, I was not out. I was so, so mad.
How do people, like I'm trying to put myself in their mindset, which obviously you have to be sick and twisted in the head to do that. But how do you like say, if you don't do it, I'm gonna tell everybody about you.
So then, Porkchop, what happened? Like, did you end up coming out right after that because you were nervous about that, or did he leave you alone, or what?
Well, before I blocked him, I sent one long message, just like, you know, like you're a jerk, you're rude, and I don't care. Like, do what you're gonna do. And then he never did it, but I actually did end up coming out like a month later.
Wow.
Do you feel like that kind of sped up the process for you coming out?
It might have helped a little bit because I was extremely nervous. I was terrified. But I tried to show that I wasn't terrified.
Well, it's natural. I think anyone wants to be in control of the situation. And, you know, when somebody is like extorting you like that, you feel out of control. So that makes sense.
833-JOE-ALEX. I want to get to some more calls in just 1 second. We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Hey, Julie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your story?
Good morning. So when I was in high school and was stupid, I had a topless photo of myself sent to a guy that I was talking to, and that guy was with another friend, and that friend sent himself the picture of me to his phone, and then his girlfriend found it, and then she accused me of sending it to him, so then she sent it out to the entire school.
Oh my God, how old were you?
So sad.
16, yeah.
Did that kind of hang with you for the rest of your school, like the rest of your high school?
Oh yeah, for the rest of my life, honestly, like it was pretty traumatizing in high school, especially.
I can't even imagine.
It's not even the guy that you sent it to. Like, he didn't blackmail you, but it's the fact that she's like, oh, you sent him my man stuff? Well, I'll show you. Like,
right. I mean, here's the thing. Schools are really, because how long ago was that? A few years ago?
That was in 2008.
Yeah.
So see, like, that's after that, it's like child porn now.
Smartphones right. Just came out at that point. Right. And no one really knew how to handle that. And so now we're at a place. I know that the school resource officers or whatever that are stationed in schools, they're all talking to the kids. If you share a photo of another student like that in a compromising position or whatever, you will be charged with child porn. So just so you're aware. So they are really trying to take that seriously. I wish that it would have been handled better for you, but I'm glad that you were able to kind of get through that and make it out on top.
Definitely.
Hey, Julie, thank you for having the courage to call into the Joe and Alex Show. This is Larly?
It's Lorelai.
Okay, cool. It's missing the U in there for Laura, but it's cool. Lorelai, what's going on? You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What happened?
Hey, good morning. So I actually caught my grandpa cheating on my grandma.
Ooh.
Ow, that's not fun.
We hadn't talked in a couple years and walked into a restaurant one day and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not believing what I see. And I kind of ignored it, you know, since there had been a rift for those couple years. And went home, told my dad, he's like, no, you didn't. I'm like, totally. Well, next week we go to the same restaurant and we catch him again. So we confront him and end up getting some of the stuff, like, you know, just family heirlooms is what we had wanted. No, like, dirty blackmail or anything.
Right.
But he was definitely scared. He offered up so much stuff because he knew that he was going to be blackmailed at that point.
That's juicy.
That is kind of juicy. I feel bad, but at the same time, like, get what you can get. I mean, what's the best thing you got out of that blackmail on Grandpa?
Yeah, if you guys aren't close anyway, screw
well,
it.
Well, we're sentimental. He had, like, baby pictures from my father and, like, baby pictures of me that, like, back in the day, we didn't have extra copies. We didn't have Shutterfly or anything, so it was more sentimental things. But he was offering up, like, monetary value, and I'm like, I don't want your money. I just want my memories.
Oh, see, that's where you messed up. I would advise you in the future, if you have any blackmail on a family member, take the cash option.
Dang.
Well, you know, maybe if we catch him again, because I'm sure his dirty ways aren't done.
Yeah, there you go. Never going to stop. Hey, Lorelai, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Live the Web Girl, what's up?
me and my sisters always used to blackmail each other. Like if my sisters were like, oh, like knew I snuck out, they'd be like, if you take my shirt or if you tell mom and dad that I did this, and like, I'll tell them you snuck out. That's literally what being a sibling is. It's just
right.
holding everything over each other's heads.
Lindsay's on the Joe and Alex show. We'll wrap things up with you. What's your story? Were you blackmailed? Did you blackmail somebody? What happened?
It was kind of like blackmail towards me. When I was in high school, I was kind of a little promiscuous, and I started getting real, like, feeling bad about myself. So I was in a youth group, and the pastor's wife was like, well, listen, in this youth group, you can talk about anything you want. Just come to us, and we're here for you. So I told them my predicament and that, like, I've had sex and everything, and she's like, oh, I don't feel like this is right. If you didn't tell your mother, I'll tell her.
Oh, no, that's not cool. Mm-hmm.
Yep, so I ended up telling my mom because I wanted it to come from me, and she agreed that that was just the worst to sit, like, for my youth pastor's wife, and she's like, that's not right, and she said, if you don't want to go back, you don't have to go back.
Yeah, as long, I would say in that type of situation, as long as the person telling you is the age, in the age of consent, as long as you are within that, I think she should have encouraged you to tell your mother and all those different things and offered you advice, especially in that situation, biblical advice on how to deal with the situation, but giving you an ultimatum like that and threatening, like, that was not the right way to handle it.
Oh, yeah. She tried to come back and apologize later, but it was too late.
Lindsay, did that at least curb your hoish ways or no?
Sure, why not?
That's a big fat no, but we're proud of you. Hey, Lindsay, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now.